Please be seated, and Alicia Dixon Gerard will share our scripture.
Good morning, church. The reading of God's word today comes from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And they read, "Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. 'Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel,' which means, 'God is with us.' When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus." This is the word of the Lord for us today, and we are grateful to God for it.
Tuesday night, we had Bible study. A number of you were part of that conversation on this text. And once again, as had happened 2 weeks before, it became clear that for many of us in this congregation, these birth stories, these virgin stories, these Jesus was somehow miraculously born stories raise all sorts of things for you. But I had a very curious and profound experience with Bible study Tuesday night. First, before Bible study started, the Wi-Fi went out at my house. So I was a little perplexed and thought, okay, I guess I'll use my phone, which, okay, that was working. I got on with my phone. I could hear all their voices, and I pretty much knew all of your voices. But, of course, I couldn't see anybody, which gave me a new appreciation for those on Zoom who sometimes join us by phone. Couldn't see anybody. They're all having a very lively discussion about this text. And then the power went out. I was in the upstairs of our little house in the dark. We live in a refurbished little barn, reworked barn. So there's a window on either end of that upstairs space and one skylight. And I was sitting there in the dark, holding my phone, listening to them having all this conversation about how do we understand this and what are the facts of this and what can be true and what is truth. And the only light was this little bit of moonlight coming in through a half moon that wasn't fully clear. It was somewhat blocked by clouds. The quote that came to my mind later that night was Robert Frost's poem, or quote, "We dance around in a ring and suppose, but the secret sits in the middle and knows." It felt like that conversation was a lot of dancing and supposing around a secret, a mystery that we struggle to know what to do with, how to take in, how to understand. What does it mean? And I make no claims to be able to put words this morning on that mystery. I find it helpful to simply say, what might this story have to say to me today? So I want to offer you a couple things about Joseph and this story and see if they resonate with anything for you in your life. To me, this is a story about how complicated relationships are. And the things, the unexpected, unimagined things life throws at us. And how we respond. And the thing that Joseph, the best he could come up with on his own was, okay, Mary's pregnant. I assume she cheated on me. She's got this wild story. I'm just going to break it off quietly. Do nothing public. He could have had her publicly accused. He could have had her stoned to death. So he didn't choose violence. He didn't choose revenge. But he definitely chose emotional cutoff. Break it off. And then, like that Joseph in the Old Testament, this Joseph has dreams. That's how God speaks to this Joseph. And in the dream, the angel says, once again, don't be afraid. That's what the angels always say. Don't be afraid, but this time to take Mary as your wife. For this is conceived of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? We don't know what that means. We don't know how that means. This baby is of God. Don't be afraid. And Joseph woke up and decided to dare to trust that somehow God was in this. He decided to choose the risk of love and faith rather than cutoff, rather than anger, rather than revenge and punishment. I think we make those choices every day in relationships all the time. And I don't know about you, but holidays tend to do a really good job in my family at bringing up the mix of some of the most delightful, wonderful things about who we are and some of the most painful, hard, conflictual things about who we are. Weddings and funerals are good for that too. But holidays do their share every year. Joseph chose to adopt Jesus and claim him as his son. We also had this conversation about why is the genealogy of Joseph, and of course it's showing that Jesus is connected, a son of David. But I also, as adoptive parent, and many of us here are, or and we are adoptees, want to say, and Joseph was his father. However you become a parent and child, you are. So that family tree was Jesus' family tree. And I think it's curious that we tend to be a little dismissive of that sometimes when we look at that genealogy. And if you look at that genealogy, it's fascinating because there are three women named: Tamar, the daughter-in-law of Judah, who had to trick him into impregnating her because she had been married to his sons who had died, two of them in a row, because they were supposed to, if you married somebody and they died, the next brother was supposed to make sure you had a child. A progeny, a future. I know we think it's pretty gross and disgusting, but the point is that's what they were supposed to do. And because one had died, and then I think the next one got sick and died, all the other boys were like, we're not marrying her. So she tricks Judah, the father-in-law, dressing up. I mean, this is a sordid story. This is Old Testament stuff. Into having sex with her so she will have a son, and then proves it to him, outs him publicly. And then there's Rahab the harlot. She's in the genealogy. And last but not least, Ruth the Moabite, Rahab was also not Jewish, and then Ruth was not Hebrew or Jewish. She's the Moabite who had been married to a Jewish man whose family had fled the famine, and then he dies, and her mother Naomi's going to go back to the homeland, and Ruth says, I want to go with you, and when she gets there, in order to get, again, a kinsman to claim her and care for her, she has to really put herself out there. That's the grandmother of David. So, like everybody else, Jesus' genealogy, his family history, is full of stuff. And that doesn't get into all those sons of David. Oh, I forgot Bathsheba. Wait a minute, there's one more. There's also Bathsheba in that family history, right? The wife of Uriah the Hittite, who David got killed because he wanted to sleep with Bathsheba. That's David's family history. And then he has all these sons who fight each other and kill each other and craziness. I remember when we were adopting our first child, both our kids are adopted. There were some people in the family who were worried about what her family history might be, like what the medical concerns might be. And we sort of said, okay, what are we talking about here? Well, you know, mental illness, addiction. And we sort of said, okay, let's look at the Bennett family. Check, check. You know, heart history. Check, stroke. Yeah, check. Let's look at the Reynolds family. Check, 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 check. Okay. Guess she's going to be like us. We are all so human, so fallible, and so wonderful. Fearfully and wonderfully made, and sinners saved by grace. That's what I get from this story. And Joseph took the risk of love and faith, and God blessed it. And he claimed Jesus, and Jesus became Jesus bar Joseph, Jesus son of Joseph. And that's his father who raised him and helped make him the man he was. Thanks be to God. God can use all of us and our crazy families. Thanks be to God.